Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Drummer Daily. Once again, my name is Daniel. I kind of sound like I forgot my name for a second. Well, we are in the middle of, I don't even know how long it's been now, this isolation thing that we're all doing. It feels like it's day 95. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a couple of weeks. but it's the kind of thing that, at least for people like me, it makes me start to think that maybe I've forgotten my name. Anyway, I'm so happy you're here. My name's Daniel, aka the Drum Coach, and this is Drummer Daily, a daily companion for you in your drumming life. So, interestingly, I've been in my own way trying to take advantage. I have to practice what I preach, and one thing I've been saying as many places as I can is during all this isolation time, and being forced to work from home or be home or whatever that means, there's a lot of negative things that go along with it, but I'm trying my best to find some positive opportunities in all of it. I think I've even mentioned that here on the podcast a few times. So one thing that I've done along the lines of taking advantage of the opportunity this time presents is I'm trying to do a little bit more kind of circling back and doing some more reading. One important thing to me outside of drumming is, you know, business development, self-development, specifically marketing, which is part of the reason why I have so many podcast episodes and everything like that. I do love sharing and helping the drumming community and drummers like you. That's why I do this podcast for free. But also it is part of a greater marketing strategy that I like to have a small side business that I do all of this drumming stuff inside of. And, you know, I don't think there's any secret that I have all that stuff. I have things for sale, things like that from time to time. And that's just part of my side business. So the marketing side of things, the business development side of things is something that I like to, it's something I enjoy, but it's something that I know there's value in it for me outside of just geeking out about something that I like. And so I've been trying to take advantage of this time to do more reading, more education, kind of keeping my skills sharp, things like that. And so I am one of these sick people that currently I'm reading three different business focused books all at the same time. So I've got one book on my Kindle that I'm reading. I've got one audiobook in Audible that I'm listening to. And then I've got another audiobook in the Books app on my computer that I'm listening to when I'm at my computer. So I've got three different books that I'm reading all at the same time. And they're all about different things. But interestingly, it's not a coincidence because this is something that we in business take for granted sometimes, but it's something that I think really equates to drumming, and not just professional drumming, but drumming at the whole or whatever, however you want to say that. And that is all three books at the point that I'm different amounts through each book, but it's interesting that all three of them at the same point within like a day or so of where I got in each of them mentioned, understanding what your audience wants and then giving it to them. And basically the idea is, what I've kind of combined and gleaned from that is in business, you should find a way to be dedicated to a certain group of people and then provide them what they want or what they need. And that's certainly what I do here with drummers, like with you. I don't necessarily have one thing that I think that I want to give you and then try to convince you that you need to have the thing that I'm trying to present to you, or the one kind of angle of education or sharing my story or guidance or whatever you want to call it. I don't pre-decide what I'm going to try to force you to listen to and then try to convince you to listen to it. I spend a lot of time reading your emails, getting messages from you on social media, things like that. And that's why I always ask you too about what do you want to hear on this podcast? Because I'm dedicated to you, and then I go out of my way to provide you whatever you were asking for, saying that you need or you want. But a lot of times as drummers, we don't take that approach in what we're playing. We actually work so much on what we want to do, how we want to play drums, the things that we like doing. We develop our playing a certain way without really anybody else in mind. And at first, it's probably because we all just like sitting in our rooms playing drums, or wherever we are playing drums, we just enjoy playing. And so we spend a lot of time developing ourselves as musicians for ourselves without ever thinking about anybody else, because we don't need to. But then at a certain point, we decide, I want to be in a band, or I want to get hired, or whatever that is. I need to interact. I need my drumming now to relate to other people. And then what we end up doing is we take what we've already developed. We take our drumming. Let's say our drumming is a product, just like the product we would equate this to is like a car washing sponge. Like, you know, what I do is I go home and I develop this amazing car wash sponge that I think is great, and then I try to go convince people who own cars to buy my sponge, and they say, well, it doesn't really work for my car because I don't want a sponge like that. I want a sponge that has this or that. And you say, no, I'm not going to give you that. I know that you want that, and that would be great for your car. But let me convince you why the thing that I already made is actually what you want. And they keep saying, no, that you don't understand me as well as I hope you did. I don't want the thing you're trying to give me. I'm telling you what I want. Give me that, and I'll buy it. As drummers, that's a lot of times what we've done. We've already developed our product as a drummer, and then we try to go out into the world and shoehorn our unmovable, inflexible identity of what we do as drummers into somebody else's musical situation. And we think of doing that as that's what getting gigs is. That's what developing a following on social media is, or whatever is. I'm going to do these things, and then I'm going to either, at best, people better just like what I've got, and hopefully someone will stumble across me that just magically happens to like exactly what I already do. Or I'm going to put this out there. I'm this certain kind of drummer, and then I'm going to try to convince a country artist or a hip-hop artist or whatever that my drumming is what they need. But that's not what other musicians want, and that's not the professional drummers that I know. That's not how they're getting gigs. The way that they're getting gigs is they are dedicated to a group of people, just like I talked about what I do with this podcast. I'm dedicated to you, the drummer who wants to be a professional, and I ask you, what do you need to help you with that? In the same way, the drummers that I know that are making a living at playing drums are going to other musicians, or going to these artists, or this community of artists, and looking at, if you can't get a direct answer, you're looking and understanding, saying, asking the question, what do these people need, and then how can I provide it as a drummer? And that's a very different question. That might end up with a very different result. It is not cheapening the work that you've put into your drumming and the development that you've put in, because everything that you've learned how to do as a drummer is still a skill that you can use. All the basic core foundational techniques that you've gotten to where they are now are still going to be used when you serve another musician or another artist or a producer or whoever it is. But I see so many comments. In fact, most of the people, when I like run ads for my stuff on Facebook, for example, most of the negative comments that I get from people are people saying you shouldn't have to compromise on who you are as a drummer to get gigs. If I have to compromise on who, what I am or what I do, then I don't need the gig anyway. And my response to that is, well, that's fine. Like if you want to say I'm not going to compromise, which in their minds means changing anything about their drumming to suit the musical situation of the person who writes the checks or who has the money, then that's you saying that you expect that person to be the one that's flexible. Because there is a market full of people, believe it or not, there really is still people who are willing to pay for drummers who meet the need that they already have decided they have. And if you know anything about economics or took a class in high school or whatever, one of the core principles is whoever has the money, they make the decisions. And so in a situation where there's 1,000 drummers who really want to play for an artist and the artist has the money and is looking for a drummer, they're not going to pay the one who can convince them that what they are already playing is the right thing for their music. They're going to pay the person who is willing to play exactly what they want. And especially if they're already telling you what they want, why can't you give it to them? So you've got to be more flexible in what you're offering, but also you've got to stop being so dedicated to the craft of your drumming that you completely lose the dedication to the people that you're drumming for. And that's really what I want you to get from today's episode is start looking at the people who are paying musicians. Even if they're not, if you're not on their radar and you don't think that you have a chance of getting their attention and getting paid by them, look at what they're doing. Look at what they might be looking for and then start trying to do those things. If you want to be a drummer in the country music industry, don't go in with your heavy metal style of drumming and then say, I have this dream of some country artist who wants a heavy metal drummer to stumble across me and hire me. Why don't you start playing stuff on social media that you playing the right way with country music and the way that country artists typically want drummers to play? They typically have drummers playing. A good way of figuring stuff out like that is listen to the albums that they recorded. You know, chances are, especially the bigger artists, they got the drummer to play exactly what they wanted the drummer to play. And so you can kind of start to listen to a lot of different stuff across many different genres and start, or across the same genre, and start figuring out, okay, that's the kind of stuff that the artists who write the checks are having their drummers, that's the kind of way they're having their drummers play. And start developing those skills, whatever those are. And then you can start serving that community of artists the same way the other drummers who are getting paid are. And they'll actually start paying attention to you. But you cannot approach this with the idea of, this is what I'm going to play. Let me try to convince somebody else that they need what I already do. Never works that way. I've never gone to a gig. I've never gotten a paid gig where I played exactly what I imagined I was going to play. I always, always, always end up compromising on my idea versus the artist's idea. And typically, the more they end up paying, the more I compromise. And it's not because they're paying me more that I'm more willing to compromise. It's because the people who pay more typically have been more successful. And as a result, they have a more specific idea about what they want, and they're looking for someone who is willing to provide it. So I find myself in situations that require me to compromise more because they're paying more, not me being willing to compromise is related to how much they're paying. I want to make sure that's clear. So anyway, find ways to serve an audience and stop worrying so much about developing this exact fingerprint of yourself to the point at which no one will understand what you're doing and will be willing to play with you. That goes for whether you want to be a paid drummer, whether you just want to be in a band, or you just want to sit with a songwriter and just go along and have some fun at gigs on the weekend. You got to start serving the people, not your own ambitions for what you think you should be as a drummer. All right. Thanks so much for joining me today on Drummer Daily. Hope you're hanging in there. I am. And I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, daniel@danielhadaway.com, and let me know what you think about the show or what you'd like to hear, and we'll try to work it into a future episode. All right. Thanks for joining me on Drummer Daily. Bye for now.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.